Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Many of us have been following the very strange story happening at Pick n Pay. I started to see this on social media that they had removed the Star of David, the Magen David. I thought it was odd. It just didn't make sense. Very soon after that, I saw the South African Jewish Board of Deputies had immediately stepped in. They were involved, and apparently it has been resolved. Wendy Kahn is the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. She joins us this morning. Wendy, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Hope you're having a good Pesach. And mazel tov for your baby.
Thank you very, very much. A grandson. Very, very exciting. Wendy, take us through what happened here. Because sometimes these stories get so caught up in the social media realm that it's very hard to separate fact and emotion.
Okay, I'm going to take you back one step further because there's another element to this whole story that seems to have been missed. And that is a journalist by the name of Eric Mayeni is actually the person who started this whole disgraceful campaign against our community. And I do think it was against our community. Okay. So Eric Mayeni, who has been going for our community for probably close on a decade, came out with a tirade last week. And in that, he expressed that he had been to Norwood Pick n Pay, and he had seen that there was blue and white strips and a Magen David. And he then... it's expressed that he felt that it was disgraceful that there was an Israeli flag hanging up in Pick n Pay, Norwood. And he went on, and it really was a rampage against our community, against our community's right to celebrate our Chagim, and his views in terms of whether or not the Magen David was our symbol or whether we were just trying to spin a yarn that the Israeli flag was our way of celebrating Pesach. His initial comments were bad enough, but then it went into a whole discussion on his social media, and I must tell you some of the most appalling comments that I've seen, and I've seen quite a few appalling comments.
It's not your first rodeo.
But really going for our community and really our basic religious rights in a country where diversity is celebrated and our constitutional rights are entrenched. And that is how this whole saga began. We immediately wrote an opinion piece, which went into Politics Web this week, going for Eric Mayeni and his commentators. How dare you deprive South African jury of their religious symbol, which is the Magen David, the Star of David. You may like it, you may not. Something that we have been holding dear to us for literally centuries. Something that adorns our synagogue, something that adorns our many of our tombstones, many of us wear it around our necks. That's how dare you go for that. And we wrote an opinion piece on that. Then the next thing we know, the BDS activists have now gone and they've taken their little protest off to Pick n Pay hypermarket. We used to call it hypermarket when I was a child, Pick n Pay Norwood store. And off they went demanding that this be removed. And unfortunately, the store owner, and I think it was a really bad mistake, but I think that's what it was, I think panicked, and he removed the Magen Davids and all of the, any kind of Magen David that was going, and also the blue and white ribbons were removed. At that stage, and this is like really Erev Shabbat, Erev Pesach, we got in touch with the management of Pick n Pay. We alerted them to this. We had a lengthy discussion. We explained the significance of the Magen David. And unfortunately, at that point, then we went into Chag, which was 3 days, and the whole discussion had to be had to be put on ice until it came out. And then after Chag, we resumed the conversation, and the Magen Davids were put up. They are hanging up very proudly in Pick and Pay, Norwood. They apologized to us unequivocally, expressed their regret for what had happened, and the hurt and the offense that our community had experienced. And I think that in one way has ended the discussion, but in another way, it has opened once again the absolutely despicable acts by the BDS movement, including the South African Jews for Free Palestine, who are trying to diminish our right to our religious symbols and actually our right to many different parts of our faith and our practice. And I think that we need to be standing up again as vigilantly as we have. And for South African Jews, this is nothing new. We've been fighting this for 15, 20 years. And we won't give up on our spaces. We won't go back into, we will stand up for what is right for our community.
What about the journalist? Is there, Amieni, is there any way to take him on, Eric Amieni, in terms of the damage that he's doing, the fact that that it's unconstitutional, really, in terms of the rights of all South Africans to practice their faith as they choose?
Howard, it's a bit premature for me to answer that question.
Well, I think you have just answered the question, so that's a great one.
Yeah, we certainly, as looking we always at do, we are looking into it very carefully. We have to explore exactly what was said, and we have to explore what best options there are for responding to it. The difficulty that one has with social media is it is such an unregulated forum. If something, these comments were made in the traditional media, there would be a lot that we can do. So one needs to examine them in terms of the regulations and the laws and the possibilities that we have. But we certainly are investigating them. I think what he started last Wednesday night was a disgrace. So, and for somebody who claims to stand up for human rights.
Oh, yes. That's always the irony here. One of the concerns or one of the patterns that I've noticed is, and we've seen this enacted over and over again, is that let's assume that Pick and Pay are innocent and Woolworths, when they had that whatever they took off the shelves, was innocent, or they're neutral. Let's just call them neutral. They are led to believe that there is this massive thousands and thousands of people who are going to react very, very badly because of a perception that the store might be supporting Israel. And so, in the interest of their customer safety, and I do believe in a lot of cases they actually think it is the right decision. They don't realize they are giving in to intimidation, but they do. They give in to intimidation in the interest of staying out of this whole thing. But in the meantime, they've made a decision. How do we let companies, stores, people know that in fact these are a handful of haters?
So I think, yes, there is this conception that they are very loud. There's an expression about empty vessels make lots of noise. And their voices are incredibly loud and frightening. I think that the threats that they make on the stores and let's be honest, in South Africa, we have seen, maybe not in this era, but we have seen some very ugly rampaging of stores. And there is that fear. And I think this was a knee-jerk decision that was made on very little, by a store manager, which was overturned. Right. But I think, I can just say, when we have a knowledge that something like this is going to happen, we immediately engage with the organization. I want to give you an example. Many years ago, Tennis South Africa was going to be hosting a tennis tournament in Pretoria. And suddenly they started getting these threats by the BDS organizations. They're going to come, they're going to storm the tennis courts in Pretoria. They're going to bring the tournament to an end. I'm sorry, I'm not a tennis fundi, so I can't remember what the tennis tournament was called, but it was an international tennis tournament. And we immediately engaged with Tennis South Africa, and we worked very closely with them, and we shared our knowledge from previous similar experiences. And the tournament went ahead. And yes, there were some protesters outside. And yes, as we drove in, there was yelling and screaming. But it went ahead, and it was a very successful tournament. It was Israel playing South Africa. And I think that's the way to do it, is to work very closely when these kind of threats do come about. Is for us, first of all, to explain where our community is coming from, and also just to share our past history. And boy, do we have history with these chaps.
That's where we leave it. Wendy Kahn, thank you as always, National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, giving us an understanding of the events at Norwood Pick and Pay, the removal of the Star of David, the fact that it has now been overturned, that it is back, and what led up to these incidents. It is 8:47.